If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
10 after the hour, and today's a milestone for a signature outdoor destination in our city. The first phase of the Emerald Trail ribbon cutting is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning in an event at the Convention Center. Kay Ehas is CEO of Groundwork Jacksonville, the group behind this effort. It's been years just to get to this point. How big of a pair of scissors are you going to be holding for that event, Kay?
They're pretty big.
Nice and gold, or are they going to be green?
And the ribbon is really wide.
I love it.
I think they're gold.
Nice. Getting to this point, walk us through what it took to finally get to the completion. We're talking about, and I hate to use the word only, but we're talking about only a mile and a half, but it means so much more than that.
Yes, because it shows the community something real, right? It's done. It's real. It's actually going to happen. Construction took a whole lot longer than we thought, and it's not quite finished. So that has been an interesting journey.
So this is the first link, and if anyone is new to Jacksonville, and there's always people who are moving here to the Northeast Florida area, big picture, what is the Emerald Trail and how does it connect so many different communities?
So the Emerald Trail will be a 30-plus mile trail and linear park system that is connecting 14 neighborhoods, Jacksonville's original urban neighborhoods that surround downtown, to each other downtown and the river. It will help revitalize those neighborhoods. It will provide 30 miles of mobility equity. More green space. You know, two creek restorations are part of this project, and they are going to be incredible. McCoy's Creek is under construction now, and it is an amazing transformation to see.
What are you seeing with your own eyes when you're out there? And do you get out there like every day, every week? And how are you seeing that transformation take place?
Well, in terms of getting ready for the rip, well, even before the ribbon cutting, I drove that LaVilla thing every day. And I would call my staff and say, I saw this, I saw this, I saw this. Are you on top of it? So it's been really cool to see it come to life, especially once the trees and the landscaping went in. And then McCoy's Creek, oh my God, it is, you know, we've taken a straightened, hardened, falling apart, polluted creek and are turning it into a natural stream. And it is, you have to see it to believe it. It's incredible.
You know, this is a kind of thing, like when we think of growing Jacksonville or we think about downtown, you're seeing, you know, we see buildings up, we see cranes up. This is a different kind of unique building experience that we have where we're not necessarily seeing that big, tall, hulking concrete or steel thing. Is that a tough sell to the greater community out there?
No. I mean, the community is really behind us, as are elected officials. If you have any experience in other cities, it really spurs economic development along it. And if you think about at least Jacksonville, there is so much asphalt and concrete out there. It is not hospitable to people or wildlife. And so being able to bring shade and plants and all that sort of thing into an urban environment is a huge factor and has so many benefits.
That's great. And you mentioned the political support that's happened along the way. Back in March, that was the last time we spoke with UK. The project was awarded that $147 million in federal funding for the five other segments. How have you been able to deploy some of those assets and those resources to the construction and the planning phases?
Well, that grant is not yet executed with the federal government. So that's probably 6 months away. So in terms of the money that's been spent so far, has been city funds and Groundwork Jacksonville funds.
Got it.
The city and Groundwork have invested $228 million in the project so far.
That's an unbelievable investment in the community, and you're seeing the fruits of the labor come to life now. You mentioned it is that first line is still under construction. Is it nearly done? Like, can I get out today, and what will I experience along the way if I've not yet experienced it?
You can absolutely use it. There's just one intersection that we still need to do. But the trees and the plants are in. You can see the green stripe. There are benches and trash cans. There's a pond overlook. The Park Street Bridge is amazing. So you can see rain gardens and bioswales and butterfly gardens. So it's absolutely ready, but the stuff that still needs to be done are the signage. We'll go in soon. We're doing a shade structure on the Park Street Bridge, things like that.
That shade is going to be really important and impactful, I would think. That also is a draw, just given how bloody hot it can get around here.
Absolutely. It's critical.
Yeah.
And we couldn't, there's a block where we could only put one shade tree in because of all of the utilities under the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's packed with utilities. And, you know, urban trails are challenging.
Well, it's coming to life today, and in a big way, with a ribbon cutting. You've got the scissors sharpened. You've got the fat bow all ready to go. Kay Haas, the CEO of Groundwork Jacksonville, as the ribbon cutting is set for 10 o'clock at the top of the hour. Congratulations, and get after it. Enjoy that first experience as all the city leaders are coming together today, Kay.
Thank you, and I'm dressed head to toe in green today.
I love it. I love it. What a way to celebrate the start of the Emerald Trail in Phase 1, which is now, for all intents and purposes, complete. K.E. Haas is the CEO of Groundwork Jacksonville.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.